This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. In the headlines, poultry prices in Barbados may rise due to H5N1 bird flu outbreak. U.S.-China trade tariffs a concern for band leaders ahead of Cropover 2025. The lack of data collection by sporting agencies is hampering the progress of sports in Barbados. And Israel's prime minister backs Trump's plan to resettle Gaza's population. Good morning. I'm Carol Toppin. Details to the news just ahead. The price of poultry in Barbados may rise as the global outbreak of H5N1 bird flu continues to impact supply chains. Director of the Center for Biosecurity Studies at the University of the West Indies Cave Hill campus, Dr. Kirk Douglas, raised concern that the virus, which has been widely affecting animals, has been spreading at an unprecedented rate since 2021. Dr. Douglas notes that the outbreak has already caused egg prices in the U.S. to rise sharply, and with both the U.S. and Canada being major suppliers of poultry input to Barbados, local farmers may face increased costs.
What that has led to is that egg prices in the U.S. have shot up significantly. This pandemic affects in several different countries, including Canada. And so you could imagine if poultry farmers in the U.S. are looking to restart their operations, then there's going to be a higher demand for those inputs for those poultry farms. And so now Barbados, as an importing country, will now have to compete against the prices that will be present in the market. And so that may lead to increased input costs for Barbadian farmers. And it is more than likely that we will probably see some poultry increases.
Dr. Douglas also warns that the virus has been found in household pets, raising further concerns about its spread and potential risks to humans. He stressed the importance for greater surveillance.
This is not only a poultry disease. This is a disease that has found its way into cattle. It's found its way into companion pets, such as cats and dogs. And so this is also very important. The surveillance is not only in humans, but also in animals. And there was a recent study that showed that some veterinarians were also impacted. Those were veterinarians that take care of cows in particular. They had found evidence of previous infection with H5 due to potential exposure with cattle in the milking industry. So there are calls for surveillance within the human population, but there's also surveillance within the animal population.
Director of the Center for Biosecurity Studies at the UWI Cave Hill campus, Dr. Kirk Douglas. As preparations for Cropover 2025 get underway, band leaders are closely monitoring potential cost increases due to rising tariffs and shipping delays. President of the Barbados Association of Masqueraders, Brian Worrell, told Starcom Network News that there are concerns over the increased tariffs on imports from China, especially when routed through the United States. Mr. Worrell believes the trade issues from the U.S. may have an impact on costume prices, but remains hopeful the situation would improve.
The shipping delays may not be as impactful for us because most of the bands will order their stuff early. Most of the bands are preparing already. If the trend that's happening now persists all the way down through the summer, then that would be an issue. But the only concern we would have had would have been for the tariffs and the increase for tariffs, things coming out of China, if you're shipping through the U.S. We now are looking to see what the impact of those tariffs that are being implemented would cost us in terms of importing and how that would affect our pricing. The raw materials that we would use do come out of China, then you would either have to be looking at shipping directly to Barbados from China to avoid the tariff, or going through the U.S. and then shipping to Barbados. So if you do get the U.S., then you would pay the China-U.S. tariff is 10%. So things like that we are now looking at to see what the impact is like and how that would affect our overall costs.
Despite these concerns, Mr. Worrell said Cropover 2025 is shaping up to be a strong season for bands. He revealed that several bands that missed last year's festival are returning, while some new bands will also be participating.
We have a few bands returning this year that would have missed last year already. Then we have the new band that launched last night, so that's an addition already. For my records, we don't have any bands that would have participated last year not coming back so far. So there should be an increase in the number of bands based on our information. Even if we lose a few, we have gained a few. So we may be having a few additions.
President of the Barbados Association of Masqueraders, Brian Worrell. Meantime, Creative Director of Dream Mass, Raul Permanand, said the new cropover band, Dream Mass, is aiming to offer a different experience for revelers this year. Speaking during the band launch at the Barbados Museum, Mr. Permanand said Dream Mass was created to fill what he sees as a gap in the festival.
This has been in the planning for a while. We knew what cropover gives. We also are aware of what was missing, which is, more of value for money, a more premium experience. So we found the need to fill that void and offer something a bit different. That is Dream Mass.
Our band house is going to be ready very, very, very soon. Our costumes will be dropping in terms of the prices by Monday, 6 o'clock. And after that, following that, we will be releasing information during the week.
We will be trying to do a lot of production on the local end. We do believe in providing that sort of, foundation for local talent. So we would be seeking international production, but a large percentage would be done locally as well.
Creative Director of Dream Mass, Raul Permanand. The lack of data collection from sporting agencies is hampering the economic development of sports in Barbados. This is the view of Regional Manager of the Commonwealth Games Federation for the Region and Americas, Ryan O'Neill Brathwaite, who was speaking on Brass Tax Sunday yesterday about the social impact of sports in Barbados.
I think we need to be a lot more intentional about us trying to collect data looking at the economic impact of sport, because if we are going to look to present a case for why we see this industry that is something that is that people should invest in or want to be a part of, we must be able to have the empirical evidence to back that up. So I want to really suggest that we need to do a lot more in that area. So data is going to be king in terms of moving that conversation forward. I also would like to circle back to the point I made about our implementation challenges. And I think we need to really focus on how do we deliver and be more focused on our implementation strategies.
Regional Manager of the Commonwealth Games Federation for the Region and Americas, Ryan O'Neill Brathwaite. Meanwhile, former athletics scholar Ayanna Morgan believes that government needs to see sports as more than just bat and ball or running.
Understanding that sport can be a way to help people, get an education. It can be a job for others. It can be, things that help save some people depending on their backgrounds. So changing the mindset and having a little faith in sports, in my opinion, that, sport can get the job done if paid close enough and enough attention to it.
Former athletics scholar Ayanna Morgan. And finally, Israel's prime minister said he's working to make U.S. President Donald Trump's plan to remove and resettle Gaza's population a reality. Benjamin Netanyahu said he was cooperating with the U.S. on a common strategy for Gaza after meeting with U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio in Jerusalem yesterday. He said he and Rubio had discussed ways to implement Trump's vision, which would see the U.S. take control of Gaza. Mr. Rubio said the plan may have shocked and surprised people, but that it took courage for Trump to propose an alternative to what he called tired ideas of the past. Recapping the headlines. Poultry prices in Barbados may rise due to the H5N1 bird flu outbreak. U.S.-China trade tariffs a concern for band leaders ahead of Cropover 2025. The lack of data collection by sporting agencies is hampering the progress of sports in Barbados, and Israel's prime minister backs Trump's plan to resettle Gaza's population. And that was the 7:30 edition of The Latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. Don't miss the latest with Starcom Network news at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now. More news coming your way at 8:30. I'm Carol Toppin. Good Monday morning to you.